Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in amma ba'd. Yesterday we discussed two reasons in regards to why a person will find disobedient behavior in a child. The first reason being that the parents are quarrelsome. The parents are always quarreling in the home, this dispute, this fight, and openly fond of the children, then the child will look for an escape route from that home. Second reason for disobedient behavior in a child, among the reasons are divorce, where there is no loving mother, there is no caring father in the home. So a child will look for love out of the home. And this will make him rebellious, will make him disobedient to his parents. The third reason, ulama explain, for disobedient behavior in a child is too much of idle time. When the child has too much of time, his mind is free, he doesn't know what to do. The parents don't fill that gap up in his life. Then his mind begins to wander, and he looks for avenues to keep himself busy. And naturally a child will not come to the masjid on his own to sit in a bayan, etc. He will not go to the mashayikh, will not go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The parent has to introduce him. So in Sharia also we find that those things that a parent may keep his child busy with, mentioned in different ahadith, one we find is swimming, archery, horse riding, and nowadays we have the avenues more or less. When it comes to archery, they make a boy interested, be in weapons, etc., on a very lighter level, and keep his mind occupied in these things, also the chores at home. Keep him busy in these things, that his mind is occupied. When it comes to girls, etc., there are many things that they can do, crafts, they have sewing, they have baking, etc. And with the age of already 13, 14, as a girl is near the age of bulugh, already there should be talk in the home, that you have 4 or 5 years left to get married. Many a girl nowadays, you mentioned to her, 14, 15 years old, she's got different aspirations of becoming academic. She doesn't hear about getting married. So it's important, like the old days, people used to talk about it already. By the time the girl is 14, 15, you have few years left in the home. To keep the child's mind busy with halal entertainment, halal things. And here ulama explain also, that when it comes to exercise, أَرْسِلُ مَعْلَى غَدَيْ يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبُ. Sports, to a certain extent, those sports that are constructive, that will assist a child in his physical training and his health, these types of sports we will say is mustahab to a certain extent. The story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, where the brothers asked the father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا. They send him with us tomorrow, يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ. We will play, we will jump. يَلْعَبْ means we will play. And we'll have a bit of a picnic, etc. So send him with us and we'll enjoy ourselves for the day. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of the time, allowed his sons and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to go out and have a bit of fun. But from here, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi explains that any sport or any type of physical training that will assist a child on his ibadat is commendable. It is permissible. So we can choose among the sports. We see practically now when it comes to sports of cricket, there's really no physical exercise in there. Yes, soccer, etc., to a certain extent, as long as that sport or that training remains a play, an enjoyment, till then it is commendable. Once it becomes serious, and the child now, his mind becomes fully occupied in this, and now he has to go for coaching and for training, etc., then this is not acceptable in Sharia. When it becomes a purpose of life, then it is out. As long as it remains a play and a free time, then it is commendable. So too much of free time, the child looks for avenues to preoccupy himself. The fourth reason for disobedient behavior in children is the ill treatment of parents, where either it be the mother a bit too harsh on the children or the father, etc., then the child begins to shy away from that home, that he can't live in that home anymore. We can imagine now any person living in a home and he has a military command over him all the time. Every step he takes now he's got a problem. So he will look for a place where he will find love. So either parent is too harsh, always comparing the child to somebody else, always shaking down his back what he's doing. Yes, we have to be strict to a certain extent, but being over strict and over becoming on the child, and the child begins to feel that I'm not wanted in this home. And he begins to rebel in this way. Therefore, we have to be moderate when it comes to training them, advising them with shafqat, muhabbat, or love, or they will look for it elsewhere. So there has to be a balance between the two. As I always say, it cannot be that both the parents in the home are jalali. They both of them are very strict. There should be one here that is a bit strict, other one a bit of jamali, where they'll get their way, And they find some muhabbat and love. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. SubhanAllah, bihamdulillah.